The time now, it's 6 minutes or so before the top of the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Now let's go to John Moore. John, how are you?
Good morning. Good to be here, RJ.
It's been a while since we have come together. I always enjoy what you have to share.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
I should begin just by asking you what's on your mind this morning.
Well, a lot. I think our primary topic should be the second most important story in 2,000 years, the fact that the Gulf Stream has stopped. Other interesting news stories, of course, have to do with the governor of Hawaii apparently saying that he couldn't find the birth certificate of the imposter Hussein Obama. And I think that's pretty significant. And then we have the former director of elections in Hawaii signing a sworn affidavit that he couldn't find it either, although the affidavit was screwed up and not signed properly. I've written WorldNet Daily 3 different notes advising they need to redo the affidavit. Hopefully that'll be done, and maybe we can get something done in the House Judiciary Committee. They seem to be the last and best place to do anything and get on the right side of history and have the rule of law prevail, which has not so far.
I've been looking on the Democrat side of things, wondering if Obama were to go away, who would replace him? And for a while I thought, well, what if it were Pelosi? What if it were Joe Biden? What if it were Hillary Clinton? And I'm thinking, I don't see any better answers on the Democrat side anyway.
Well, you're on the right track, RJ. I think very likely what would happen would be, obviously, the vice president would take over, and then he would appoint a new vice president. I believe that person would be Hillary, and I believe that the President Biden would then resign. That's my belief, and I'm sticking to it.
I think in the last year we were moments, just a breath away from that very decision.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This woman,
we didn't see it on the nightly news, so many of us, you know, may consider, no, there's no way. Well, yes, check it out. This last 12 months, there was a number of times when we were moments away from that very decision. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, Hillary's a lot of things besides being an evil person. She's also very bright. And during the campaign, the presidential campaign, she attempted initially to bring up the qualifications of Hussein Obama. I'm sure she would not have done so, and she did do so publicly for a few days before she backed off.
She does have the goods on Obama, that's for sure.
Right. She would not have done that unless she did her due diligence and knew for a fact that this man was born in Kenya and not in Hawaii. However, she backed off. We don't know exactly why. The deal may have been cut then. We simply don't know, and we may never know. But the scenario I outlined is certainly feasible and plausible, that Biden would take over, Hillary would be appointed vice president, and then Biden would resign. This woman wants to be president of the United States so bad she can taste it. She's not going to get elected, I don't believe. She's already said she's not going to run for president or seek further public office. But if she was appointed, she would certainly accept it.
Yesterday I played a couple of video clips that presented some evidence that Joe Biden, in fact, has been taking some bribes in order to keep his silence on theft and money laundering that has been going on in D.C. And I think that evidence is about to break loose. I think that between now and mid-February, we may see indictments come down on many of these thieves in D.C.
Fascinating.
We'll be right back. This is the Morning Liberty Program at RBN.